The morning started out dark and stormy, with lightning, thunder, and rain, but it didn't seem to faze nearly 150 people who packed a ferry to check out the construction of the nation's first offshore wind farm. Tricia Yadley is a vice president of the environmental advocacy organization Conservation Law Foundation. Yadley says the mood was celebratory.
You know, we were getting on that boat with our ponchos and our raincoats to go see this. It was a pioneering spirit, I think, of resilient New Englanders that wanted to chart out there and see this first offshore wind farm.
State and federal officials expressed their pride in this milestone, which they say sets Rhode Island as the leader in the nation's emerging offshore wind energy industry. Amber Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.